USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is very unhappy about the leaked draft of a Supreme Court ruling apparently overturning longstanding abortion rights.
If this decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision.
Biden saying the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling has been the law of the land for nearly 50 years. Chief Justice John Roberts saying the court will investigate the leak and that the report is authentic, although it does not represent a decision by a court or the final position of any member on the issues in the case. A record number of Americans are quitting their jobs. Labor Department figures show 4.5 million people voluntarily left their jobs in March, up slightly from the previous month. Professional and business services led the way with the largest increase in quits, followed by the construction industry. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Navy is moving sailors off ships after possible suicides.
About 260 sailors are being moved off a Navy ship this week. They're being offered temporary housing after 7 sailors serving on the USS George Washington died. 4 of the deaths happened last year. The other 3 were over a span of 1 week last month. Officials say 1 is confirmed suicide and 3 others are suspected. The ship has been docked off the coast of Virginia for maintenance since 2017. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is always there for anybody. 1-800-273-TALK. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Virginia judge is denying Amber Heard's request to throw out the defamation lawsuit filed by her former husband, Johnny Depp. The Pirates of the Caribbean star is suing his ex-wife for $50 million after she claimed to be a victim of domestic violence. More news at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A federal judge has temporarily suspended Title 42's original expiration date in late May. Title 42 denies asylum claims from many illegal immigrants because of public health concerns like COVID. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul tells Fox Business he believes the border will be overrun when Title 42 ends.
My home state of Texas, we just can't absorb this anymore.
The CDC says Title 42 is no longer needed, and the Department of Homeland Security is working to increase the size of processing facilities and transportation fleets while deploying more Border Patrol agents. Some Amazon workers are rejecting an attempt to unionize.
The Amazon Labor Union was handed a defeat as a smaller warehouse on Staten Island rejected a union bid. The tally was nearly two-thirds against unionizing. There weren't enough challenge ballots to sway the decision. Both sides have a week to file objections to the election. The union's first upset victory happened about a month ago at a nearby larger facility. The e-tailer said at the time it would file an objection. Another union election for a company facility in Alabama remains up in the air, with hearings on the challenge ballots to begin in the coming weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Price at the pump going up. AAA saying the nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.20 a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.